Okay, let's begin our discussion of Brachas Daf Samach. Again, this daf is jam-packed and a lot to choose from what to talk about. But we'll talk about a topic that comes up on Amud Aleph here in the middle. The Mishnah had said at the beginning of the perek that if a woman is already pregnant, Ishtu Muberes, and a man, you know, has six daughters and he wants a son. So he says, Yehi Ratzon, that my wife should have a daughter. But she's already pregnant. The Gemara says, "Arei tefila shav." That's a false tefila. You can't daven for something that already happened. You can daven for the future, but you can't daven for something that already happened. Arei zu tefila shav. That's a false tefila. That's what the Mishnah said. So ask the Gemara. V'lo mahani rachmi. Is that true? Is that true that such types of tefilas don't work? Ask the Gemara. Masav Rav Yosef, achar yolda bas v'tikra shmadina. As the Torah says that Leah, after she has six sons, she had a daughter named Dina. Mai va'achar, what does va'achar mean after she had a daughter? Amar Rav la'achar shedana Leah din ba'atzma. Really, Leah thought within herself and thought about what was going to be. V'yamra, and she thought to herself, Yud bei shvatim asidim lasid miyakov. They all had a prophecy. They all knew there were going to be 12 tribes. They all knew that. All the women knew. And she realized she had six already. Shishi yatsumi mani, v'yarba min ashvachos. Two came from each of the maidservants. So if I get another son, so then my sister Rachel is only going to have one. She's going to be less than the maidservants? That can't be. Hare asara, imzeh zacha, lo tiachosi, Rachel, kachas, ashvachos. So what happened? She davened, and all of a sudden, the first type of transfer in utero, mia nefcha labas. The Gemara says miraculously the fetus changed from a boy to a girl and became Dina instead of a son. Shenemar v'tikrashma Dina? Question mark. So you see that even though it was already a boy, it was switched to a girl, and Yosef Leah was really pregnant with Yosef, and Rachel was really pregnant with Dina, and it switched. So you see miracles happen, and as Leah davened for this, and it's not a tefilah shav. So the Gemara has two answers. Number one, ein mazkirin maisanisim. Number one, don't ask me kashas from Leah. Gives me from one of the imahos. You know, that's a different category. You know, we're not one of the avos and the imahos, and therefore don't bring in maisanisim. That's not common. That's the pashtus of the line. It's not something that we should expect, and therefore that's not. That's an exception to the rule. The Gemara says, "Vibay seima." Maybe it was very early. Ma'isa d'leah b'toch arba yomu. Kedatanya, as it discusses elsewhere, that maybe very early, you know, before maybe this actual pregnancy. So then, or the Gemara seems to say, when it just starts, then there could still be some tefillah done. Okay, but this is the Gemara. But the question that we're going to talk about today is Salamaisa. Sounds like from the Gemara that it's not appropriate to pray for a miracle. To daven for a miracle. It says that Leah, okay, Leah can daven for a miracle. We could daven, we could ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for various needs that we have. Let's see, somebody's going through it, Sarah. You know, is it Emaskir and Maisanisim, right? If somebody has a certain illness, you know, so is that a miracle? To ask if the Derech HaTeva, if naturally this illness goes down a certain path. You know, asking God to change things. So is that asking for a miracle? Or is that not asking for a miracle? Is that asking that sometimes there are exceptions to the rule? It's not like a boy changing to a girl, right? That's a little extreme, and that's lamala minateva. That's super outside the realm of nature. But the problem is that we have this in halacha. We have this in halacha. We know the Gemara tells us, we had earlier in the seventh parak, that during Birchas Hamazon, there are different hosafos that we make on the special days of the year. So for Shabbos and Yontif, and all the different days, we have hosafos during Rachem. But we also have Alanisim for Purim and Chanukah. The Gemara talks about, the Shulchan Aruch talks about what happens if somebody forgets. Somebody forgets to be mosif on one of those days. So again, we had earlier the Gemara that says, well, if it was a day that you had to have bread, so then you have to repeat. Or like if you forget Ritzeh on the first two meals of Shabbos, and if you forget on a Yontif day, then you have to repeat benching. And if not, then you don't have to repeat benching. That is also why on Chanukah and Purim, and if you get Alanisim, then you don't have to repeat benching. What if I remember before I get to the end, though? I remember before I get to the end. So the Ramah quotes in Tafresh Pei Beis, Sif Aleph, Yesh Omrim, Kisha Shachach Al Hanisim Birchas Hamazon. When one forgets Al Hanisim, Kisha Magia La Harachaman, when you get up to the Harachamans, you know, in the second half of benching, Yomar, he should say, Harachaman Yase Lanu Nisim Neflos. Hashem should do miracles and wondrous acts for us, Kishem Shasis Alav Oseinu, Bayem Mahem Azmanazah. Just like you did in the olden days, Bayem Mahem Azmanazah, and then we go into Bimei Matisyo and the whole paragraph related to Chanukah. So fine, it sounds like there's a place in the Harachamans to add in the prayers that we forgot. The question is, though, the Ramah just flipped this from a hoda'a to a bakasha. To thank Hashem for past miracles, alanisim, in no death, thank you, we recognize that it's from you. Okay, that's fine. God did miracles in the past. But in the future, right, harachamanu yaseh lonu nisim v'niflos. Right, is that appropriate to ask for miracles? Right, so that's the question that all the achronim ask on the Ramah. You know, how is it possible that the Ramah makes this suggestion that it's flipped from a hodah to a bakasha? And we know in other halachic contexts, we don't ask for miracles. We don't rely on miracles. It's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Have there been miracles? Yes, but we don't rely on them. We know about them in the past. We don't rely on them in the future. Ramosha writes about this. Ramosha in Arachayim. Chelik Beis, Simin Kufyud Aleph, talks about this when he has his Tshuva, 1964, Tavshin Chav Dalet, about life insurance. And he wrote, somebody asked him, is it a chisaron, you know, God will take care of me. You know, to go sign a life insurance policy, God will take care of me. What is that a chisaron of bitachon? Bidvarim yesh eza maila ogam eza chshash iser likach insurance policy. Mitzad shu chas v'shalom kechassu l'bitachon b'Hashem Yisbarach. We'll have to... Right, it's kind of like the joke about sending you the helicopter and the boat and the, you know. But is this a problem? Is this getting the helicopter? So Ramosha says, should be chod alasher shishor acharav. I could do it myself. Says Ramosha, no way. Lanias daiti, the same God that created life insurance. Hine lanias daiti, ein bazeh shum chisar bibitachem Hashem Yisbarach. There's no problem whatsoever, and maybe it's even an obligation. Tehu kachol in yani mischar shahadam. Just like any business venture, right? You invest in order to gain something from it. So here too, you invest in order to gain something. Lo rak sherashoy, ela gam mechuyav lasos, mischar va'avod ela parnasaso. Right? A person has to, you know, make a living. That's a responsibility that he has to support the family. Also, the law, my person can't stay home and say, okay, the lottery ticket's going to fly through the window and support my family. That's not what we believe. Right, a person has to do his hard work. I'll get what I deserve and what I'm supposed to get. No, who says that you're going to have that merit? And then he adds, besides the fact that you're not supposed to rely on miracles. Even if somebody's on the level that they're deserving of a miracle, there's still Yaakov Avinu. Remember the beginning of the first parak in Brachas. Yaakov Avinu, I'm not sure if I'm deserving. Yaakov Avinu, he wasn't sure. Maybe his sins are going to prevent. But even Yaakov Avinu, the Gemara says, how could that be? And the Gemara quotes, Ein maskir in maisa nisim. Shemashma, that it's dafka, an exception to the rule. V'im kein v'adai sh'asur lismoch sh'yishach l'Hashem Yisbarach parnasaso v'lo shum avodu u'mischar. Moshe says, you have a chiyuv. You know, you can't just sit back and relax and hope that something falls into your lap. Afshu tzarech leida sh'... Even though you have to realize that everything that you get is really from God anyway, but that's through natural means. Not through miraculous means. Right, that's that we know. The Gemara tells us that, you know, on Rosh Hashanah, God decides exactly to the cent, to the shekel, you know, how much we're going to make this year. But we have to, you know, we have to do our work. We have to do our ishtavlus. Ach bikav v'bikav makom kach nigzar me'Hashem Yisbarach sheraka deze eza ma'isa avodu mischar yishlach lo Hashem Yisbarach panasaso. Through our work, so we're going to get that. But Rabosha says this is obviously a part of our hishtablus that we do, and therefore he writes gamay insurance hukachol and yoni mischar v'chadome sheoslam parasas atzmo, and therefore one has to, not just one can, one has to. So again, we're back to the question. So Rabosha says, and the Gemara says, even in a halachic context, ein maskir ma'isa nisim, and therefore how is it that the Ramah here in Hilchas Chanukah says that you could daven for a miracle? Not that we should ever forget Al Anisim on purpose, so that we should be able to, you know, have this formulation. No, we're supposed to do what we're supposed to do. But, you know, how exactly is this, what's the basis of it? So we have four or five ideas that the Achronim give. Number one is the Bechor Shor. The Bechor Shor, one of the early Achronim, Shabbos Daf Chaf Aleph, suggests maybe there's a difference between Yachid and Sibur. Yachid and Sibur, a private individual versus Am Yisrael. for a yachid, for an individual person to daven for a miracle, maybe that's not appropriate. Who says I'm on the, who says I'm deserving? Who says I'm the one, you know, that, that is going to get a miracle? For the tzibur, for the whole nation, that you're allowed to. The nation has special standing amongst, in God's eyes. The Efshel Achalek, Devad, a yachid lo yispala al anes. A yachid can't. Deman yemar dechazi lazeh. Who says that he is fitting to get such a miracle? Aval im mispalel. Maybe he is, but you can't ask for it. Aval im mispalel shel rabim yasa nisim. Kenusuch harachamon yasa lanu nisim. Like the nusuch that we have. Yasa lanu. Do it for us. Not for me. Do it for us, then shopper dummy, then that is okay. And that is why, v'chein kol nuscho shebepiyutim. So many times during davening. When we daven, it is all in the plural. That is number one. And we find a precedent for this. We find precedent that even in halachic contexts, the davening for the tzibur, for the am, is a rule breaker. You could break certain rules, right? For example, we had, back on Daf Lamed Daled, right? We have the Gemara that says, Shemona Esrei is formally structured. The first three brachas are praise. The next, section, the middle section is bakasha, is beseeching. And the last couple are hoda'a and thanks. That's the Gemara, right? And you can't, you know, let it mix and match. I can't have any bakasha in the first three brachas. I'm not allowed to ask God for things in the first three. When you come in to the meeting with the CEO of the world, first you have to recognize who you're talking to. You can't just go in and start asking, right? And after that, so again, okay, if somebody's sick, we're not supposed to have in mind by Rofei Cholim in the second bracha that, you know, that's asking. That's a recognition that God is in charge of Rofei Cholim. And then later on, I'm supposed to ask. So that's the Gemara. Ask Tosfos. What do we do during Aseres Yimei Tshuva? Zachreinu l'chaim. Remember us for life. Micha mochenet. How are we allowed to do that? How are we allowed to do that? That's bakashas. Says Tosfos. There, Daf Lamed Daled. Pirshei ben Hananel, Rabbeinu Hai, Dafka liyachid. Aval tzorchei tzibur, shoalin. V'lachin, l'kachanu omrim zachreinu, v'krovitz, v'yala v'yavo, bohem. Right? If it's for a tzibur. It's for the tzibur. It's a rule breaker. Number one. Number two, the Gemara Avodah Zarah also, Daf Ches. Marna Varazara tells us that Amr Chia Barashi of Arab, Ava Bisha Amru, Shola Dem Sracha Bishomea Tfila, even though the Iker, where we allow to add in extra, beseeching and paragraphs in Tfila, that's in Shomea Tfila, or at the end, in Yeshla, Cholab Tok Beso, Omer Babirchas Cholim. Amr Bishu Ben Levi, Ava Bikain, Ava Bish Amru, Shola Dem Sracha Bishomea Tfila, in Bal Omer Acha Tfila, so Afila Sikh Yom Kippurim, Omer. Even though you can add in Shomea Tfila, we had this earlier also. If you want to add in at the end, you can add in at the end. Says Tosfos, again, there, Avodah Zarah Daf Ches, Mashba Aval Be'emsa Tfilas Alo. But you're not supposed to add in so much during the middle. After the Tfilah, you can spend hours, you know, right before you take your three steps back. But in the middle, we're supposed to move along. Umashenago Ata Betanios Bezve. What about on fast days in the days of old when it didn't rain and they had the extra brachos? You have a lot of extra psukim. Says Tosfos, Tzibur Shani. Again, the tzibur is different when you're davening for the whole nation. That's different. And he quotes the Gemara Brachas, Daf Lamed Daled. So that is approach number one. The Bukhari Shar says that there's a difference between when one is asking for a personal miracle and one's asking for a nace. Number one. Number two, and again, and this might be something that that comes to mind, he has another idea there in the Shabbos Chaf Aleph. Maybe it depends on the type of miracle we're asking. We're asking for an open miracle to change the laws of nature in front of us, or are we asking for a miracle that's clothed in the laws of nature? Because sometimes there can be miracles, but you have to open your eyes and, you know, even the miraculous, right? The Torah tells us that the Egyptians saw Kriyas Yamsuf and they thought, oh wow, what a strong breeze today. You know, because God always leaves open a little bit of room for people to, you know, to reinterpret different events. But even the biggest miracles in the world, as the Torah describes. But the Bechar Shor says maybe that's a chilek. Od yesh lechalek. Bein nisim shal teva ha'olam, shal molchemes ha'chashmonayim. Mashma shal yu nisim derach teva ha'olam. Even though it was Rabbi Mamiyatim, right? It was millions and millions against, you know, how many Jews were there? Very, very few, and yet. But, you know, it was still war. And one could say, oh, it was a miracle clothed by teva. Yeah, there are many miracles. 1967 also, you know, millions and millions of enemy nations trying to fight Israel. And, you know, Bederach HaTeva, there was any laws of nature that were broken, you know, in these types of miracles. So maybe that's the difference. to asking God to do a miracle clothed by nature. And that's generally what we ask for, you know, Rahman al-Islam, when somebody is ill and we ask for a miracle. Are we asking for a miracle changing nature? Okay, the doctors afterwards will say, wow, we've never seen that before. But it could always be explained based on, you know, the makeup of the patient and the medicine and the... So that's what we do. So, that's the second answer. We're not asking for a miracle changing the laws of nature, really. But that's okay. But to make a male into a female, or vice versa, as Leah wanted to do, that's not appropriate. And that's why it would be a tefilas shav. So that is the second idea that the Bechor Shor suggests. There's an exactly opposite suggestion that's made by the Yeshuas Yaakov, right? One of the greats of the 1700s, 1800s, one of the great Gedolim in Poland. So says the Yeshuas Yaakov on his commentary on Shulchan Aruch, he quotes the Tuor Shor and he quotes these ideas, and he says maybe exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite. Because, as he suggests, when is one fitting to merit a miracle? Because, after all, every nace that we get, the Gemara talks about elsewhere, every miracle that we get kind of like comes off the cash register upstairs. You know, we all have certain merits, and if we're going to use a miracle, it's going to cost us. It's going to cost us something to have the miracle done for us. It's going to cost us, unless it's balanced out for the Kiddush Hashem, public sanctification of God's name that people recognize the Dvar Hashem in the event. So that could balance. So says the Yeshuas Yaakov, ironically, it's exactly the opposite of what the Tefilas Shor are. When there's an open miracle, that's not going to cost you so much because other people recognize God during that state, and therefore it's going to be balanced down, and therefore there's not going to be any nikkud, there's not going to be any deductions that are going to have to be given in. If it's private and nobody knows about it and it's just for you, so then maybe that makes it worse. Fascinating. That's how he has the opposite. He says, "Vaneish nasalos chus chadash nosiflosh masha al yadunis parsi shrosh lakadosh baruch hu." Right? The amazing thing is, if you have this miracle done for you, even though it's going to save you, but if you had more people recognize God through this event that took place, that's going to be different. Mashenki beneis mafursam kol shaneis yoser gadol baofan sheish kan nichyom ischu yosav yoser. When he continues, so therefore maybe it's different, the opposite idea. Two other ideas that come up in this topic. By the way, that suggestion is alluded to even if you look at Rabbi Yosef Nechemiah Kornitzer, beginning of Parshas Va'era, in his commentary there, he uses this Yeshuas Yaakov to to explain the Psukim at the beginning of Parshas Va'era. Okay, but there are two other ideas I just wanted to squeeze in. One of the Achron and the Birchas Raphael quotes that maybe there's a difference between nisim that we need versus nisim that we want. Nisim that we need versus nisim that we want. In the days of Hanukkah, you know, we needed it. You know, for Judaism to survive the infighting, the spiritual infighting that they were going through, There was nothing to, you know, survival was at stake. And he even quotes, we had the Gemara earlier, remember Brachas Daf Yud. Right, what is that Gemara? Remember the Gemara of Yeshayo and Chizkiyo? Yeshayo was on his deathbed, and Yeshayo comes to visit him, and Yeshayo said, why didn't you have any kids? Because I saw in the future that they were going to be tremendously big Rishayim. And what does he say? Okay, I'll try to daven. He says, get the exact lashon back on Daf Yud. The Gemara says there that he says, I see this is going to be in the future. So he says, already the gzeir is already done. Maybe my son, I can marry your daughter. Maybe to Saul. He says, no, the gzeir is already done. It's going to be. So he says, stop it. Even if there's a sword on your neck, don't stop praying. Sounds like if the sword's on the neck, the natural, you know, what's going to happen is the sword is going to keep going. So what do you mean, al yimna atzmo? So doesn't that sound like a miracle? So says the Berachah Shprafal, if you need it, so then you can daven for anything. If you need it, daven for anything. If it's not muchrach, did Leah need the son? She needed the daughter. She needed it because she didn't want Rachel to be embarrassed, to have less kids, less boys than the maidservants. But it's not that she needed it for survival. But if somebody's in danger and this is the only way to be saved, so that is allowed. And that's why he says, while we are in exile in Galus and the state of the Jews in the world, you know, so he says, we need it. We need the connection, and when we daven for the geula, you know, it's something that we need, not just something that we want. And we know, right, remember Yaakov Emden said, the greatest miracle in the history of the world is the fact that the Jewish people are still around. You know, after everything that we've been through every century, you know, that is the greatest miracle. We have to open up our eyes, right? In every century, there's been enemies that have tried to destroy us for the past 2,000 years. And for somehow, you know, all of those great empires are no longer, and we're still around. That's the greatest miracle in the world. But we need that. We need that divine providence. That's the Berachas Revo. Good. The final suggestion to make was just the made by some of the Achronim, based on the Bnei Yisachar. Bnei Yisachar says, generally, okay, davening for miracles is not appropriate. But on days that miracles have already occurred on the Jewish calendar, on those days, it's in the power of those days. Every year when Pesach comes, the potential of what happened on Pesach is in those days. Every year when Purim comes, the potential of Purim is in those days. So we're not asking God for a new miracle. We're just asking to continue what happened. To continue what happened in the past. And that's what the Bnei Yisachar says, based on the Bnei Yisachar, who says that, you know, the dates every year, it comes up again, this power. He says, Yeshnei sugei nisim, Yeshnei nisim shebehem izgalus arhu rak l'shaitam. Right? There's miracles that happen just a one-time event in history, but the ones that happen on the holidays, right, it's in the power of those days. Yeshnisim asher nasu b'chiba yisera liyisrael ubohem or nigle lo rak bezman shebo esrach eshanes el b'kol shana v'shana, every year b'yigia hayom ahu shuv miskala ha'arahu, that spiritual light comes up on the Jewish calendar, and that's what we're trying to connect to that spiritual power, that miraculous power that's already there. So says the Minchas Yitzchak, it's quoted here in the Kamotzi Shal HaRav on Chanukah, that maybe that's another idea, that's, you know, dafka on Chanukah. It's not always, but if you're asking for an open miracle, and even for a miracle for oneself, but again, this one is for the nation, so then that is okay on Chanukah, because that is a time when miracles happened in the past, and we're just trying to continue it into the future. You hear us on that, we should all be zochet to all of the miracles that God has in store for us in the near future. Okay, we'll stop here.